happens to be a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Remember that. Here's a song for you. I bet you never heard this particular version. Hold on a second. Wrong song. That's definitely not the version that you wanted to hear. Check this out. This is the song I wanted to play for you. And I doubt you've ever heard the song. Actually, you heard the song, but I don't think you know this version. This is a classic tune by Neil Young. It's actually Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, a song called Helpless, but it's performed by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
There is a town in North Ontario,
WMFO Medford,
and I take comfort from memories there. And in my mind, I still need a place to go. All my best changes were there. Blue, blue windows behind the stars. Yellow moon on the rise. Big birds flying across the sky, throwing shadow on ice.
Helpless, 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 helpless.
The chains are locked and tied across the door. They seem to help me somehow. Behind the stars, yellow moon on the rise. Those big birds flying across the sky, throwing shadows on ice. Helpless, 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 leave us. Helpless, 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 leave us. Helpless, helpless, helpless.
The classic Neil Young song performed by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The song is called Helpless. You are listening to WMFO Medford. I'm glad you have tuned into the program. Let me do a PSA just for you. Are you ready for it, folks? I think you are. I'm going to choose one. This is from the Red Cross Public Service Announcements. Here we go. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to those affected by disasters, big and small. Donate to Red Cross Disaster Relief. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Brought to you by your blood red friends here at WMFO in Medford. Right now is a song by request that's going out to Emma. It's by a group called TV Girl, and the name of the song is Lovers Rock.
Paints a pretty dim picture of the future, doesn't it?
And learning all these scales and sight reading and all that, what would you advise, what would you want musicians to learn from someone like you?
Well, first of all, it doesn't matter if you can play a scale. It doesn't matter if your technique is good. I mean, you know, if you have a feel, if you have feelings that you want to get out through music, that's what matters. If you have the ability to express yourself and you feel good when you do it, then that's why you should do it. The technical side of it is a complete boring drag as far as I'm concerned.
Have you ever
seen I can't play fast. I don't play fast. I don't even know the scales. I really don't. A lot of the notes that I go for are notes that I know aren't there. They're just not there, so you can hit any note. I'm just on another level as far as all that goes. I appreciate these guys who play great.
Yeah. You know,
I'm impressed by these metal bands, the scale guys. Oh, that's really something. That guy really.
Steve Vai in person.
I already did that. That's okay. I mean, these guys are good guys. And you got, what's his name, the local guy here. They're genius guitar players. They're unbelievable musicians of the highest caliber. I can't relate to it.
Do you always?
One note is enough.
Cinnamon. one note solo.
Oh yeah, two strings though. Same note on two strings.
You too learned that lesson.
See, Wang bar made everyone sound different. They were all different. To me, it's like when people say a one note solo, I listen to it. Everyone sounds different.
Right.
They really do. It sounds like it's all different in that one place.
Right.
You're going in farther and seeing all the differences, but if you get back, it's all one. You know.
Yeah.
So I think it's still, I think every note is different. So.
Difference in pressure between fronting your own acoustic duo versus playing with the Dead? Do you feel like there's a lot more weight on your shoulders?
I do in some cases, but that's just because I have a sort of a, I have a I have a martyr complex or something like that, you know, a poor me complex. Or no, actually, both of them, it's great to be able to play at all for anybody under any circumstances, you know, and have anybody like it, you know. I mean, that's really an incredible thing, you know, and it'd be so small-minded of me to complain about any part of it, you know what I mean? It would be so chicken shit, you know. Oh man, how can anybody think differently? You know, it'd be like to complain about any level of it would be so, so.
What do you feel? What do you feel an artist owes his audience?
Everything, shit. I mean, either he doesn't owe him anything at all, you know. I mean, I don't know how you even get an audience, you know. So it's not. I don't know whether anybody owes. Ideally, nobody owes anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
In other words, everybody gets paid off. You know what I mean? The audience, the artist gets off playing, and the audience gets off listening, and that's it. That's what it's about. And that's, you know, the rest of it is somebody else's story. You know, that's what I think the thing is about. And for me, I mean, being in the audience and getting off myself, I've never wanted any more than that. You know, mm-hmm. And the times when I get off, I love it. I mean, I love, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing better, that's where I get it from. I mean, you know, I the reason I'm on stage is because I've been in the audience.
What's your favorite part of your business? Of everything you do, what do you enjoy the most?
I just love music. All of it, you know, listening to it, playing. I mean, all of it, you know, there's everything about it, really. There's really nothing about it that I don't like. Possibly interviews is the worst of it.
Hey, thanks, man. That was nice talking to you.
Well, I mean, that's the most non-musical part, you know what I mean? That's the part that's the strangest. You know, I mean, you know, music is easy. Talking is not so easy.
Yeah.
And it's really something you have to learn. I mean, you know, you learn how to bullshit, really.
Thank you.
Wandering from 66, brand new music from Paul Weller. And I'll tell you right now, forget the past, forget it. That song is just flipping great. It's brand new by Paul Weller. It's called Soul Wandering. That should be a giant hit, played everywhere and anywhere music is heard. Right now, here's an old one. This is To Sing For You, and it's by Donovan. Lovely music from Catch the Wind on WMFO Medford.
When you're feeling kind of lonesome in your mind, with a heartache following you so close behind, call out to me as I ramble by, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. When the night has left you cold and feeling sad, I will show you that it cannot be so bad. Forget the one who went and made you cry, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. When you feel you just can't make it anymore, with your head bowed down, you're staring at the floor, search out to me with your weary eyes, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. Now every man, he has his work, you know, and to find out mine, you ain't got far to go. Call out to me with your weary eyes, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you, to sing for you. My wife and me took a home by the sea in the hopes we'd be raising some children. When the snow was on the pine, we come down from the maritime to the oak and the pine of New England. Oh, the winter was hard and I could not find a job, and the factory closed in December. Around the town, oh, they're feeling down. They're the worst winter they could remember. Benson McGuire, he's the same age as I, though in looks he appears to be older. He returned to a store from the Indochina War, and his heart is the heart of a soldier. The Canadian border. And I know the knife and I don't know the life, and I do 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 do
that is. I don't think it's terrible. Some Jews are good with money. Some blacks have rhythm. Some Orientals all look alike. And some Puerto Ricans are naturally good with cockroaches. What this group does have in common is the country doesn't belong to us. People that signed the Declaration of Independence, they got the country early and they still hold it. It belongs to the blonde-haired John Deans and the short-haired Bob Haldimands and the no-haired John Mitchells and the cottage cheese and ketchup Richard Nixons. I want them to loosen their grasp, and I'm not one who says, look at how terrible they are and how corrupt, because I recognize the capacity for my own evil. I just put it into a different perspective. What they did is based on a philosophy and a theory developed by Plato and Socrates. It's called Save Your Ass.
They're like outside, you know, they're outside type hassles, you know.
Contrary to popular belief, he is having a good time.
Yeah, because I've not seen a concert yet this time, because I miss Birmingham. I'll be at Bristol. How many more are there to do now?
I got about, there's four more here. And then, maybe doing some more in Europe if we stay. You know, but we may have to go back to the States, so we'll probably, you know, just start work there.
Time at the country fair, I detect the El Supremo in the room at the top of the stairs. Well, I've been around the world, and I've been in Washington too, and in all my travels the facts unravel. I found to be true. Well, poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. Poor people sleeping on the stars coming out at night. Poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. Well, poor people sleeping on the stars coming out at night. The rolls inside, they've got the booze they need, all that money can buy. They've got shapely bodies, they've got Steely Dan t-shirts, and for the coupe in the car, they're outrageous. So honey, let me sleeping with the shade on the light. Poor people sleeping on the stars come out at night. Poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. Poor people sleeping on the stars come out at night.
Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Las Vegas.
About anybody else. Show business kids making movies on themselves. No, they don't give a fuck about anybody else. Show business kids making movies on themselves. You know they don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
See my kite, it's fun. See my kite, it's green and white. Laughing in its distant flight. All that's between us is a little yellow string.
But we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone. Cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun.
See my kite, it's green and white. Laughing in its distant flight.
All that's between us is a little yellow string. But we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain come her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone. Cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize my mind.
I found love.
Had a garden, never weeded it.
But I found love.
Took an apple just in time. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all. I found sunlight and flowers, soft summer showers.
I can feel my heart touch my Adam's apple. I feel a feather in my
head. There is a lightness, politeness. Fingers, single tootsies tap till dawn comes and finds me never in my bed. Didn't even know I needed it.
But I found love.
Never even crossed my mind. I found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all. I found sunlight and flowers, soft summer showers.
I can feel my heart touch my Adam's apple. I can feel a feather in
my head. There is a lightness, politeness. Fingers tingle, tootsies tap till dawn and finds me never in my bed. Had a garden, never weeded it.
But I found love.
Took an apple just in time. I found love in this world, and my heartstrings just unfurled. I found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all. I found love in this world, and my heartstrings just unfurled. I found love in the
from the crowd when it's just not allowed, when you're looking at a line.
Okay, folks, it's time for the rundown. Get ready. Okay, on today's Acoustic Sailing second half, here are the following selections you heard. We started off way back at 5 o'clock with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds doing their version of Helpless. That's from B-Sides and Rarities. Then TV Girl went out to Emma. We heard Lovers Rock from French Exit. Neil Young was in there with Flying on the Ground is Wrong from the Neil Young Archives, Volume 1. We heard a bit of an interview with Neil Young. Then we heard a little interview with Jerry Garcia that can be found from the book Talking Guitar. Jerry Garcia was in there with The Wheel from Garcia. We heard Paul Weller doing Soul Wandering from 66. Donovan gave us To Sing For You from Catch the Wind. We heard Paul Simon with the demo version of Duncan. It's from 1971 from the Paul Simon record, and that song evolved so much, and wow, just the way he would sing revival in that song Duncan, it takes your breath away. Duncan, Paul Simon, if you don't know the song, check it out. Van Morrison gave us Here Comes the Night from It's Too Late to Stop Now. We heard Ricky Lee Jones with a little help from Joe Jackson with Showbiz Kids with From It's Like This. We heard two from Free Design. We heard Kites of Fun from The Best Of. And we also heard The Free Design doing I Found Love from music from Gilmore Girls. Buzzcocks were in there with Big Brother Wheels from Flat Pack Philosophy. And in the background is Wes Montgomery with Once I Loved. the great Wes Montgomery from Wes Montgomery's Finest. This is a song called Once I Loved. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm gonna take off early. Someone called, and I apologize, I couldn't get to the phone in time. So call the next DJ. Call the next DJ at 855-915-9636. Remember, folks, here's a quote for you. It's from Margaret Mead. Old age is like flying through a storm. Once you're aboard, there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Margaret Mead. And always remember, you can always only go forward. You can't go back. This is WMFO Medford. Have yourself a wonderful, meaningful weekend. And remember, you are listening to WMFO Medford.
If you stay in a lover's story, if you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in a lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Bought some things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules on what to say to people if they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you grow a pretty cookie too. If you stay in a lover's story, won't you stay? You won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. And if you ever have to go to school, remember what they did to this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cads. I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. And we'll watch the crazy people race around. Will you stay in a lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing.
Yeah, it's really nice, sort of a celebratory hymn, as it were. It's called Kooks, and celebrates the birth of a baby on Sunday called Zoe at the moment, spelt, of course, Z-O-W-I-E, to rhyme with Bowie. And, well, that's pretty good, I think that's nice. And we finish with It Ain't Easy, which features David and the band and Dana and Jeffrey Alexander and George Underwood and just about everybody, in fact.